Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, August the 10th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button, which is on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be deducted from your card automatically every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's have a look and find out what's in store today. Well, I am going to start the show with a piece about our controlled, what I call our controlled destiny. The feeling that we're no longer in control of our fate. My insight has become blocked by the increasingly irrational actions that are taking place. And I think the moral of the story here is don't listen to what those in charge say, but rather watch what they do. Then I'm going to talk about transfer payments. You all know what they are. And in particular, I'm going to examine where all these transfers, the trillions of them, where they are being transferred from. More difficult to answer than you may think. Then a very quick a few observations on deflation and inflation. Then a piece on Las Vegas and how they are faring, probably the worst metropolitan area in the entire country, given the fact that the very basis for this town's existence is the gathering of large crowds of people into confined areas. A very short piece on unemployment claims. The total number last Thursday reported was the second highest ever. A very grim situation indeed. And then a long piece on hydroxychloroquine, all about unravelling the lies that we're being told. So it's, I think, a good piece. I've done a lot of research on it, and I think you owe it to yourselves to listen to it. Okay, then a very unpleasant story about a man who rented a car. Try driving with a rental agreement that is expired and see how far that gets you if you get stopped by the police. Well, when it comes to American medicine, the current standard of care is how much money can we make out of you? And that's what we shall end the show with today. And for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly, as I say, email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. So just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows and I'll know what to do. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So, as I said, please feel free, select any 3 shows from my Podbean archives. And if you don't have a preference, I highly recommend the latest 3 shows because I talk a lot about current affairs on my shows and you will be more familiar with the recent current affairs, which will give you a better chance to assess how I deal with them in my show. So with that, let me give you my contact information, starting with my email, which you will find on my Podbean page at the top as well, in case you don't get to write it down. Anyway, it is rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, my name, and the number 1. rwlmartin1@aol.com. I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook deals with matters which are a little too short for inclusion in the show, but still worthy of your attention, and they are free. So please go there anytime, as is my Twitter page, which deals with the simple one-liners. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, lowercase, no punctuation or spaces. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. That's my initials and the word Wake Up Call. Again, all in lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation. RMWakeUpCall. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so with that, this is Richard Martin from the Wake Up Call, wishing you a wonderful week ahead, and I'll be back again on Friday with another synopsis. So until then, take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.